Blog Talk Radio.
In the house. She's former WSU Spirit Champion and one half of the Rainbow Bright Express and Shine. Give it up for Luscious Latasha.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's a it's an honor for you to come on.
I know. It's been a pretty busy couple of Mondays that I haven't been able to call in. But, of course, of all Mondays, I literally just got a call from my mother about 20 minutes ago. Long story short, I guess, her husband, which is my stepfather, is in the hospital, so she needs to call me back. And I'm like, Ma, I have to go do this radio interview right now. I'm like, I'll call you back as soon as I can. And I was like, it won't be too long. And she's just like, okay, no worries. So, but I couldn't bail on you again. I felt bad, so.
Right. Yeah, you can't disappoint her.
Yeah,
mothers knows best.
Uh-huh. She does.
Yes, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I was. I started watching wrestling with my mother and my grandmother at a very young age. I started watching it, I'd say around like 4 years old. But when I was watching it, obviously like as a kid, you don't really sit still. And it was just always like on the television. And I'd always like bring my Barbies out into the living room and like glance at the TV. And it wasn't until I was 7 years old when I went to like my first, at the time, WWF. show, and I was hooked right away, and I told my grandmother that I wanted to become a professional wrestler, and she just looked at me and was like, well, if this is something you really want to do, then do it. Like, if this is what you feel you want to do, then sure, why not? But at that age, who really knows what they really want to do? You know what I mean? Like, any other 7-year-old says they want to, like, do everything in the world, and 9 times out of 10, when they're older, that's not what they end up doing, you know what I mean? So for me to actually be wrestling and to actually think at such a young age this is something I wanted to do and actually accomplish it, is it's amazing.
Yes, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what are your memories of training at Top Rope Promotions?
I have some good memories there. I was trained by, and a lot of people like aren't aware of the trainers we had because of, they didn't really get to travel much. Like back in like the old days, like they would do like extra work for WWE and everything. But one of my trainers was Brickhouse Baker, who actually just retired I believe it was earlier this year or the end of last year, actually. And it was great. Like, we didn't get any special treatment. But one of the girls that were in my training class, which is one of my best friends, which is Alexis Nevaeh. She went by also just as Lexis. And we would have to do the same thing as everybody else. So it's not like we got babied. I remember, like, going over the top rope, and literally the top rope to me is up to my ears. So me being on the outside, like, going in the hard way, it was very hard, and me and her were trying to, like, skip out of it and, like, be like, oh, we have to go to the bathroom, and, like, we'd hide out in the bathroom, and, like, we'd come back, and they're like, come on, guys, we're waiting for you. You guys still have to do it. So, I mean, it was a really good time, and then towards my end of being at Top Rope, some of our trainers we had, like, school for a little bit, and then we had, like, some of our other local wrestlers stop by every now and again, like Mike Bennett from Ring of Honor. He would teach some classes, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with Biff Busick. I know he wrestles for, like, CCW now, and he does some stuff with, I believe it's Evolve. So I don't think he's training there anymore now, but he was, like, helping out and everything at the school. So, I mean, I suggest if anyone's in the New England area, they check them out. I mean, they've been around for over 35 years. I think they're on their they'd kill me if I didn't get this right. I think it might be their 37th anniversary. I don't really pay attention too much because I'm not home anymore, but I know there was a show the 27th of June, and I think that's the anniversary show. But they've been around for years, and it's just a really good company.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And what are your highlight of Top Rope promotions?
Let's see. I would have to say my highlight for Top Rope promotions was there's two moments. One was they gave me the opportunity to start training. I was lucky enough to have them right up the road from my house. Literally, it was a 3-minute ride from where I lived, so it was very convenient. But they were allowing me to start training at 16, and I actually got to have my first match with them. So my highlight was my first match, and it was my only match that my grandmother was able to see me actually wrestle. So that's one of my highlights. And then I have to say my second highlight with Top Rope would be I got to get in the ring with Luna Vachon. And she was an excellent woman. Like, I looked at her like a mother. So, I mean, I was nervous as hell when I had to wrestle her. But in the end, I mean, like, she was really, really nice. So I have to say those are my, like, two favorite moments of being at Top Rope.
Awesome. What are your memories of WSU working there?
I remember getting an email from one of my friends letting me know that this woman's company was starting to open up in Jersey, and they were thinking about pairing me up with Jana. And at that point, I never even met her. I knew nothing about her. And it's just one of those things like, oh, you guys are both black. You guys can be the Soul Sisters. And it's like, funny. But, I mean, she was awesome. So it was cool to start off there with her. And then, like, we split up for a little bit. And they brought us back together. But the thing with WSU from then and now is totally different. I don't even follow the product anymore. I mean, I don't work with them. It's I don't know if you're aware, but it's a different owner now. So it's just, to
yes,
me, it's Ruth, different.
Ruth Fedora. Yes.
Yeah, who actually runs Beyond Wrestling, yeah. So I don't even follow it. I just know, I don't even think Jana is wrestling anymore. Like, I don't really communicate with her much. But, I mean, when I was in WSU, it was great. It felt like home. I mean, in the beginning, it was different girls coming in and out. And then, like, probably for, like, the last 2 years of me being there, it felt like home. And, I mean, I was asked, the Mick asked me to do, like, every single WSU show there was. I may not have been on them because of my reasonings, or if I had another show or travel issues or whatever the case may be, but I was a part of, he asked me to do every single, I was not left off of a WSU show. And if I was, it was, like I said, because of me. But, I mean, it was great, and a lot of the girls there were very helpful and sweethearts. And I don't even think most of the girls from the original WSU are still there, and if so, it's probably like a handful.
Yes. Do you have any memories of the former owner, Sean McCaffrey, at WSU?
Yeah, I liked Sean, the Mick. He gave us an opportunity, and I appreciate him for it. And when he told us that he was getting rid of the company or he was selling it, I was devastated. But I was the one that told Drew, I said jokingly, hey, this woman's company is selling. I'm like, you should buy it, joking around. And sure enough, I guess he ended up getting in contact with the Mick and ended up buying it. But, I mean, the Mick was a really good guy, and I hope everything's well with him. And it was good. He got a good company going. And as far as I knew, all the girls there were happy, you know, so he were in a really good company.
Yes. Do you also have memories of working with Primetime Amy Lee at WSU? How that was actually a fun match to watch also.
Fun for who? I'm sure everyone else enjoyed me getting my ass kicked. But I mean, Amy, I believe I had to wrestle her twice. It might have been two singles or one single, and then, like, we had, like, some crazy brawl with everyone. But, I was petrified for my life. I had no idea what was going to happen. I was just like, I just have to fight for my life, and we'll see how this goes. But Amy, I do love Amy. She was really nice. But I was petrified. I cannot lie. I was scared to death of her.
Yes. What are your memories of that time with the three-way with you, Jaina, who else? Cindy Rogers, Amy Lee, and also Jazz and Marty Bell. How was that?
Yeah, that I got hurt. I don't remember who it was. Somebody threw me out of the ring, and I don't know those god rails did not move. They were steel, and they were, like, bolted into the freaking ground. And when I got thrown over in between the ropes, when I went outside, I hit my ankle really bad, and I just remember, like, crumbling to the ground and just grabbing my ankle, and just, I think Marty Bell came over to me and, like, helped me, and I was like, I can't put weight on my ankle. Like, I literally cannot put weight on my ankle. I'm like, I'm in so much pain. But that was probably one of my funnest matches besides me not being able to put weight on my ankle. It was just an all-out brawl, and everybody was everywhere. And I remember there was, like, a loaf of bread. I guess a fan brought bread. I don't know why, what had to do with the bread incident. But I remember there being a loaf of bread, and we were, like, shoving it in people's mouths. But it was a good time.
And also, what are your memories of also now working at Shine also?
Oh, it's been great. I worked for Shine. My memory is so bad. I think it was Shine 3 that me and Gabby, she's the wrestler, is Roxy Cotton. I love her to death. She's, like, one of my good friends. I call her, like, a best friend. I talk to her every day. I believe it was Shine 3 that we did. And then I think I did a couple more Shine shows. I live in Tampa, Florida now, but there's a lot of girls they try to cycle through. And I'm one of those girls that are not always on the show. I guess I'm really bad or something. There's something about it that I can't get booked on it, but it is what it is. But I was on the last Shine show, which was Shine 19, and it's a awesome company, like, to see them start, like, from the beginning, and they just keep continuing to grow, and the place that they run at is the Orpheum, and I know they do iPay-per-views, and it's just getting bigger and bigger, so Shine is definitely, I would say, one of the top women promotions out there, if not the top.
Yes, Gabe Sapolsky does a wonderful job also.
Oh, it's actually Sal.
Sal.
Sal. Yep. He does a fantastic job. Yep.
Yes, awesome. That's it's definitely been off the hook. Shine is actually a very good promotion for to open more doors for women also.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It is. I know, like, Shimmer doesn't run that frequently, and Shine at least tries to put on a show every month. I know they took, I think, 1 month off. It was, like, around the holiday season, but other than that, they try to have a show every single month. So it's really good for women to get their name out there and everything.
Yes. What are your memories of working with Tina San Antonio?
Oh, I remember we've had quite a few tag matches because it was like her and Marty Bell and me and Jenna. And at one point, I think I might have had, I don't know if it was her or Marty Bell in the corner, and I did the cartwheel round off back elbow. And she's like, hey, I do that. And then she like did it to me. And I was like, whoa, this is not cool. And then we ended up having to team up together, and we're going over like strategy for like what we're going to do in the match against our opponents. And I'm like, well, maybe you could do the cartwheel round off, like you could do it. She's like, no, you can do it. And we like just went back and forth, and then I'm like, we both can do it. But I mean, it was nice to work with Tina over at WSU. And then I actually did a three-way with her when she came down to Shine. I believe it was her, I, and La Rosa Negra. So it was good to get back in the ring with Tina San Antonio.
And how was that experience of also working with Sue Young and Tracy Taylor?
It's awesome. I get to see Tracy because of, I don't know if you've ever heard of Custom Wrestling that we have over. It's like Shine will have their show, and then they do custom matches for, it's produced by Slamming Ladies, which is Lexi Fife. And so normally if I don't see her at the Shine shows, I will see her at customs. And Tracy's a really awesome girl, and she's really, really talented. I don't think people give her the credit that she deserves, but she's really good. And Sue Young is a really good friend of mine. And when we got to work in the ring together, our friendship actually grew after that. I didn't know her too well when we had our match at Shine 3, but after that was like, she's just an awesome person, and it's great that she's given the opportunity to show what she can do, because every show she's growing more and more as an athlete, and it's awesome. So she's really coming into her own. It's great.
And what are your memories of working at RH tapings?
I working at where?
Ring of Honor.
Oh, it was not a good memory. The match was horrible. It was probably one of my, I've had two really bad matches, like horrible to the point where you want to cry afterwards because there's nothing you really can do. And I believe that is, I'd say that's my number two. It was me and Gabby. That was our first time teaming up. And it was with Taylor Hendricks and Raina Von Tosh. And they put the two redheads together, which was not a problem. But it just the chemistry in the ring was just not together. And me and Taylor actually talked about this the last Shine show when we were both on the show together. And we brought up the fact that, hey, remember the time we did that match at Ring of Honor and it was horrible? Yeah. yeah, that memory is not a good memory. I try not to, unfortunately, I try not to remember that one. It was terrible. I hope, I don't think it's on film anywhere, so it's for the better.
and what's your memories of working at Raina?
Amazing. I think everyone should at least try to pursue going to Japan because it's a totally different experience. The fans over there really respect wrestling. The company over there is very nice. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't speak English, so it's a little hard. But if you can find someone to help you translate, it's so much easier. But with Raina, their training is different than here in America. And I remember when I went for my first day and they said, what can you do? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, you already name all the moves I can do? You want me to show you? Like, I didn't understand what they meant. And then for one thing that I didn't know is they called a suplex a brain buster. So when I was telling them, I'm like, oh, I do suplex. They're like, can you do brain buster? And to me, brain buster is, and I recall like how Mercedes Martina does it, is like lift them up and then boom, drop them on their head. And I'm like, no, I don't pick people up and drop them on their head. I'm like, no way. Like, I could just do a regular suplex. And like, oh, brain buster, brain buster. I'm like, no. So like, it took one of the trainee girls, and I was like, just go with it. And she's like, huh? I'm like, just come here. And I gave her a suplex. I'm like, oh, yes, brain buster. And I'm like, oh, you guys call it a brain buster. Okay. And it, I was just like so confused. But we trained. It was about like 4 days a week, and it was very intense. And I was over there in the summer, and we trained in like a I want to say it was like a garage, but basically it was like a garage, and on the top it was, it's glass. So like the sun is just beaming in on the ring, and the mat is just super, super hot. And as soon as you take a bump in that ring, like you want to get right back up because your skin is just like melting on the mat. But besides that, it was awesome. And I'm trying to go back there. I don't really know what's going on, but if I can't go back for right now, I want to go back for at least another promotion because the culture and just the wrestling is just phenomenal out there.
And what are your experience of working with Mia Yim over there?
It was good. She came. I was there from June. I was supposed to be there from June to July. And I was flying out on a Monday, and they asked me to stay an extra month to enter the Junior Intercontinental Tournament. So I was there to participate with Mia, and the last match I had in Japan was against her. And that was my first time working. My first and last time actually working with Mia, and it was great. You know, she's just, she's really good at what she does. And I remember when she, her kicks, I recall those kicks very well because she like kicked me right in my ear and my ear was ringing, and the kicks to the chest and my legs. And but besides all that, she's awesome and she needs to get picked up by someone because she's just too good not to be.
Yes, all the talent in the world, and she deserves it. Also, mm-hmm. along with others like Mercedes Martinez.
Mhm. I know. I don't think she's really wrestling much. I think she might just be doing shine, from what I see. I think she actually was just overseas. I don't know for what company, but I remember seeing something on Twitter about her being. I think she was with Sarah Knight somewhere. I don't know why she has not been picked up. It's been years, you know, like something needs to get for her.
Yeah, what are your memories of New England Wrestling Federation?
Are you talking about New England Championship or?
Yes,
New England.
Yeah, Championship Wrestling, yes.
Okay, yeah, because New England Wrestling Federation, that is a custom promotion, but there's like, well, no. New England Wrestling Federation is a promotion I haven't worked for, and then New England Women, I'm trying to think of the name of it. Anyways, but New England Championship Wrestling, it's run by Sheldon Goldberg, and it is a good place. They don't really have a lot of girls up there, and I actually just watched a match
today because I spoke to Alexis on the phone, and she told me one of her matches are up. So I'm like, oh, let me go take a look at NECW and see how they're doing, and it was just not good. But NECW itself is great, and they always try to give the girls an opportunity to get work in, and that's one thing I appreciated with them was they were able to let me work for them, and they're just very virgin. When I notice I like up north a lot better than down in Florida. I seem like the way the training is up north is different. Like, the wrestling styles are different. I just don't feel like it's the same down here. I feel like some people have it easier. I don't feel like they push. Not, this has nothing to do with Shine. It's just like other girls that work other promotions. I don't think they have to go through training as the way we did up north. Like, I feel like they get treated differently and as a female, not as just a regular wrestler. Like, I feel like they get babied, so to speak.
And what are your memories of working with Brittany Savage?
My memories of working with Brittany were, okay. I mean, we had a few matches, and they were what they were.
And do you currently watch WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor product?
I was watching Ring of Honor probably about a year ago, but I haven't been following as of late. TNA, I don't really watch it. I've watched the past, I didn't watch Slammiversary. I put it on for like a second, and I saw that, I don't know his name, but I used to thought his name was Suicide. I guess it's a totally different name now. I don't know.
Right.
No, not Suicide.
Manic.
Manic, yeah. But it was like, I don't know the guy's name that has the X Division title. Like, I saw him grab the title from the X Division title, and then that was all I saw of that match, and the whole pay-per-view, actually. But I did see a couple of the girl stuff because one of my friends, Santana, who is now signed as Brittany, I was happy for her that she got picked up, and I wanted to see how she was doing. And my favorite, Angelina Love, is back with TNA, so I would watch it for them. But other than that, I do not watch the guy stuff. I used to watch it just for the Motor City Machine Guns and Beer Money because those were, like, my favorites. But I would never watch, like, the whole thing. I would just go on YouTube and, you know, type it in and watch it from there. But I have been watching more WWE as of late. I did watch most of it tonight until I got a phone call from my mother, and then I had to stop watching. But I thought from what I saw with Raw tonight was amazing, but my favorite to watch right now is NXT. I don't know if you watch NXT, but I would watch NXT over anything.
Yes, NXT is actually off the hook. One of the best shows that he produced.
Mm-hmm. Really is. It's good because those kids, they try. You can tell that they try because they're trying to get a spot on the main roster. It's not like they're there already and they just go out there because they have to, and it's just another night that they have to get through. They actually produce and they try so hard, and you can just see it.
Right, and Triple H is actually the main booker there along with Dusty Rhodes, and that's actually Triple H, one of his babies. Vince don't have nothing to do with the booking. He's like control of it, and he does very simple booking for that show.
Yeah, it's a great product. I think it's better than WWE for the most part. I mean, I do have like a couple favorites, like with some guys, but I mean, I don't turn off NXT. I turn off Raw. And it's not I turn off Raw because I have better things to do. It's just I'm like, I don't care for this match. Like, I even watch Main Event and Superstars, and I think it was Main Event where, yeah, it was Dolph and Seth Rollins, and that match was amazing. And it's probably still amazing that the fact that they had to put it on Raw because not everyone watches Main Event. It's not even on, I think it's on Wednesday on ION still, but I mean, it's not on a popular time, and they don't get a lot of viewers, so it's like, it was so good that they needed to put it on Raw. Like, and that was the way they opened up the show tonight, and it was awesome. And after I saw that match, I honestly was like, I don't need to watch Raw anymore. I saw what I wanted to see.
Awesome. Definitely. What you think of the women's division of NXT of Sasha Banks and Charlotte also?
I love it. Sasha Banks is actually from Boston, and I got to wrestle her in the early stages of her career. I might have been her, like, third or fourth match, I believe, over, and it was, like, the night before Thanksgiving. I actually just saw her last weekend, and we talked about it, because do you remember when we wrestled for UFO and how, like, new you were and everything, and I'm like, and you're doing your thing, and, It's great, and she was saying that she never gets time off. Like, she's, like, their only heel, and she's on, like, every single show. And I love the fact that they put that Charlotte has the belt now, and she's growing as a wrestler as well, and she's a really good person, too. So it's awesome to see people that actually care about the business succeed. It's not like they just stepped off of a photo shoot and voila, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I do you possibly see a, like, hopefully WWE or TNA start up their own 1 hour women's division show?
No. I don't ever think so. I did hear that NXT is having two women matches on their shows. I don't know if Sasha was saying it was just like the live shows or what, but they were in Tampa on Friday, and then on Saturday, I think it was like Fort Pierce. It might have been Fort Pierce, but I said something like, oh, did you wrestle this girl, that girl? And she's like, no, there's like two Divas matches now. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But I don't ever think they'll have their own, like, one-hour show. I don't think there is enough faith in the women. I don't think there's enough good talent to put out there for a whole hour. I mean, there could be good talent if you pair them up correctly. I just don't think there is a lot of faith behind it. I would see, like, NXT only has a handful of girls. I'd probably say five or six that could actually wrestle and that are on not really the live shows, but they're on, like, the network because they can go, you know. And the girl, they still bring Paige and Emma down to NXT because the other girls in developmental are not ready, you know, to be on the tapings. Like, they're still working house shows because they're still new. But I mean, hopefully one day it will happen, but I don't see it anytime soon.
Right. And I really do say that I like how they present the NXT women's belt as just women's belt instead of Diva.
Exactly. Me too. For sure. And they, yeah. It's not Divas, yeah, it's not Divas, you know, it's women's, and their matches are just as long as the guys.
Right.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can change that moniker back to the women's champion on WWE in the future.
I know, I still don't know why it is the Divas champion. And I love Paige, she's so great, like, she is my favorite right now. Like, she is amazing. But I don't know what they're doing with her. I mean, like, they're using her a lot. But she does it. She's she's anti-diva, you know? And they just, like, today she wrestled with Cameron, and I didn't see the beginning of the match. I caught, like, towards the middle to the end. But the fans aren't really behind her, and I don't understand why. I don't know if it's because they just put her out there. It might have been a little easier if she was on the network more, like, because she's done tapings. It's just, it wasn't on the network, you know. So it's like they didn't get to build it up. The same thing with Emma. People really weren't behind Emma right away. And I feel like now they're starting to come around for Paige. But she just, you look at her and with the screaming, and she's so vicious, but aggressive. And it's good. And I just don't want the fans to boo her for that because she's so aggressive than the other divas. But it's not her fault, you know, that she's good.
Right.
And it's like I go on Instagram and I see all these fans that are, like, hating on her. I mean, there's always haters, but it's just, I don't understand why people have to hate. There should be no more hate. Like, if you have nothing, my grandmother always said, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. But
right. And I think most of them don't understand where she came from Shimmer and the U.K.,
mm-hmm.
And she's a second-generation wrestler in her family.
Yeah, I think they should have just built, like, a package up. Like, I know today, like, when she was, like, raising the belt when she was on the rope, and I think it was Michael Cole was like, she's 21 years old from Norwich, England. And it's like, they need to push the idea more of her training at such a young age. Like, I hear the commentary, and I've heard them bring it up, but they should have created, like, a video, like a package of maybe even like clips of her wrestling in the UK, or talk about her, or put an article on WWE.com, like explaining this is where Paige came from. Like, she's just not a flash, like, boom, she came out of nowhere, and now she's Divas Champion. It's like, no, this chick's been wrestling for over 10 years. Like, goddamn, like, she's better than any other Divas Champion, you know? Like, that's just how it is. And it's like, I get so angry at, especially for her, I get so angry because she's worked so hard. And then they, like, say, like, I like the Bellas, but, I mean, they're not better than Paige. And people are like, oh, well, Nikki Bella is better than you. And it's like, what the hell are you smoking? Like, what are you on right now? You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, because the Bellas are always in your face, so people get behind them. And it's like, I think they need to put, and maybe within the next coming months or whatever, they'll, like I said, people will grow behind her, but she's amazing, and the fans just don't get it.
Exactly. And do you have anything to plug for our listeners?
No, I don't. I never wrestle. I'm horrible. No. Yeah, honestly, I have nothing to plug. I mean, the only thing I have is my Twitter, which is Luscious Latasha. It is LUSCIOUSLATASHA. And my Facebook, which is same thing, Luscious Latasha. My Instagram, same thing. I don't have any shows right now, which isn't cool. So people, please book me. Not that bad of a wrestler. The only thing I do have is like customs, which a lot of people don't know what that is. And the people that don't order customs that don't really know, they think it's like a fetish thing, and it's really not. It's basically two women. Like, for instance, I've wrestled Su Young. I've had quite a few matches with her at customs that a guy or female will purchase a match, and they actually write out the script for you. They can, and every match I've had with Sue at customs, I've beat her up. They want me to body slam her, suplex her, choke her out, stomp her, pull her hair, everything. I wrestled Amazing Kong in a customs, and I beat her the whole entire time. So it's not like it's like apartment wrestling or anything like that. It's definitely not. I would not do that. I would not want to ruin my image at all. But if people are interested in customs, there's two companies I work for, which I'm actually going up north on Wednesday, thankfully, because now I have to go visit my family. Things are okay, so it's perfect timing. It is New England Female Wrestling, I believe. Yeah, that's it. And then with Lexi 5000 Tampa, It is slamminladies.com. SlamminLadies. G out of the slamming is taken out. So that's all I really have. And Wayne, I want to thank you again for having me as a guest. I'm sorry I have nothing really exciting going on, but hopefully in the future I will.
Yes, it's an honor for you to come on here to Wrestling It Factor. You can come back anytime to rant or rave or just
thank
to go
you.
Off, you know?
Thank you, and I will stay in touch with you, Wayne. Thank you again, guys.
Okay. You have a good evening. A good night. Let's put it that way. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Luscious LaTosha. If you have interest in this episode, contact at Wrestling It Factor group page on Facebook or blogtalkradio.com for Wrestling It Factor radio archives. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Ladies, it's your song, so as soon as this come out, you should get out on the floor, go and get your sexy out. If you know that you better than a new girl daddy out, go ahead and tell them now, you gon'
be tired, boogie.
Ayo, CC, let me show you how to do a singing bitch greasy. You was by Lennox, you're the one on Peachtree. I was with Dimitri, see you when you're loving hip-hop, men beefy. Fuck these petty niggas is a bitch motto. If I say it on wax, every bitch follow. If I'm sipping in the club, mix, mix, gotta. I got a big fat ass, big dick follow. Hit him with a back shot, hit him with the ass shot. Took him to the bank, then I hit him with a cash drop. I do it big, I hit him with a cap lock. I'm gonna ball, I hit him with a mascot. No, I never been there, but I like the Bangkok. Big fat titties when they hanging on my tank top. You gon' play me? On Instagram, nigga tryna shade me. But your bitch at home tryna play me. I'm Nikki and Weezy as baby. Man, fuck you and your lady. Gun butt you cause you shady. Now which bitch won it? Cause that bitch did it. I gave him to you, bitch. Don't fucking forget it.
I just went through a breakup, yeah. But it's okay, I got my take up, yeah. Do my hair, put on some makeup, yeah. Tryna see what tonight gon' take us, yeah. I post some pics up looking sexy, yeah. Not if Mitchell won't text me, yeah. How much you won't bet me, yeah. He gon' regret the day he left me, yeah. 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 Kind of breaking up, oh, oh. I can let go ahead and pull me a little more. Tonight we gon' have us a good time. Let's have a toast to my goodbye.
Miss me when I'm down, down, down.
Do it.